IFM 101.9 megahertz of life. Joining us now is Wendy Alberts, Chief Executive Officer of the Restaurant Association of South Africa. I'm not going to go through the whole intro again. We have had a bit of a technical glitch. We're going to get straight into it. Wendy, very good morning for you. To you, great news. The curfew has been lifted.
Absolutely. What a positive move for South Africa. I think it's come at a absolutely perfect time. It's a positive conversation. It's certainly restoring the faith for this beautiful country, for the South Africans. I can see that the overall mood is lifted. People are excited to get their events going for today. And there's no better way than to have set this news to recover the economy at a time like the year's end.
So there's still limitations on the amount of people. Do you think the authorities are going to be able to control that tonight, or do you think that perhaps with the curfew being lifted, people may have the perception that, look, the worst of this is over, Omicron doesn't seem to be as severe as the rest, and those doors may be open just that little bit wider and people may take just that little bit more of a chance tonight?
Look, what we do have to remind ourselves is that as we move to the fourth wave, we've seen how South Africa has displayed responsibility in taking care of themselves. We've been in this pandemic for 2 years. People make informed decisions to protect their families and to protect themselves, their employees, and the people that work with them. And I think this continued cooperation really speaks volumes to get to the position where we have to open up the economy. And I think we need to let this play out and allow people also to be commended for the role that they've played in getting us to where we've got to lift in the curfew. It's been a very traumatic time for the last 2 years for South Africa. And this is wonderful news, and it's a wonderful positive conversation to move forward in how we restore this beautiful country, how we restore faith in government, how we work together in a collaborative way, and how we rebuild the morale of South Africa. An opportunity for people to come back to work, to create jobs for many parts of the unforgotten industries that will reopen and reawaken themselves off tonight. So it's a great place to begin again, and I think a great place to turn into 2022 for us in South Africa.
So, Wendy, just quickly in closing, we are tenacious people, us South Africans, but the restaurant industry was hit hard. Do you have plans of mentorship or any programs going into 2022 to help people recover from this catastrophe of the last 2 years?
The entertainment and hospitality industry is vast. There are many parts of the industry that have been impacted, events, entertainment, bands, musicians, etc. And they all form part of the opportunity to have the entertainment within our businesses. And I think as we've now moved to lifting the curfew, we awaken that part of our business that have been so lost. There certainly needs to be bigger conversations on how we broadly manage this, how we create more opportunity for jobs, how we stabilize and mobilize the industry, and how we become confident that we're not going to have any unannounced shutdowns moving forward. We need to get to a place now in South Africa where we now rebuild the economy and we're not looking at ways of having it shut down, because that is really where the devastation turns the corner on every account that we've seen in the history of the last 2 years of the variant.
Wendy, a very happy new year and a prosperous 2022 to you, your members and their staff.
Thank you. And to everybody out there, happy new year. And to the government and the president, thank you for the gift of this lifting of the curfew at this time. Thank you.
Wendy Alberts is the Chief Executive Officer of the Restaurants Association of South Africa.